This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A writer friend of mine was buying me lunch this week, which means I was obligated to hear him complain. He had pitched a couple of drama ideas the week before to a lot of TV networks, and so far he had really not received the response he was expecting, which was to be carried triumphantly around the room by the network executives and then showered with money. I find listening to other people complain kind of soothing. In the first place, it allows me to just plow through my lunch at my own pace without all of that timing sensitivity I usually have, worrying about whether we're both finishing our sandwiches in roughly evenly spaced intervals. You know, I hate being the guy with half of the second half gone while the other guy is still halfway through the first half. But if your lunch companion is first buying and second letting loose with a long monologue about the unpredictable unfairness of the entertainment industry, all you have to do is nod and eat. I mean, that's what you should do. What I do, unfortunately, is try to interject little things here and there into the conversation without also interjecting little things from my meal into the air. So when I heard the basic gist, which is that my friend's pitches were rejected, even though each network has roughly similar things on the air and not even as well thought out or interesting or fresh, I covered my mouth a little bit while sending the signal that I was about to say something. And I said, you know, mouth sort of full, yeah, but they get to do that. What do you mean they get to do that? Well, they get to do that, I said, already on the cookie part of the lunch, despite my friend still being on the first half of his sandwich. I stopped myself from eating my cookie and decided to wait for him to catch up. They who? The network, he asked. No, I said. They, everybody else, they, other writers, they get to pitch stuff that isn't as good or as fresh or isn't fully baked or whatever. They get to sell ideas about ghosts or Jesus or cowboy cops or spooky little kids. And if you do it, you're ignored and unsold and probably on your way to getting dropped by your agent. But they get to do it. And when they do, they get put pilot orders backed up with big penalties and they get bigger stars to be in their projects. They get to do that and you don't. I'm not sure why I said it this way, but it's been something I've been trying out on myself for a few months, a little theory about making your way in the entertainment industry, or probably any industry, I don't know, because I don't know any other industry. It starts from the premise that everyone else has it easier and faster than you do, and that they get to do things that you don't. They get to go in and pitch log lines and magazine articles and stuff they heard from a relative back from wherever they came from, which in the entertainment business is increasingly just the Pacific Palisades, but that's just the way it is. I explained all of this to my friend while he was catching up to the cookie course. I said, look, I get it. It all seems lopsided and unfair and infuriating, but it's also way too exhausting to think about. I'm trying to come up with ideas that are fun and mine and not spend too much time wondering why someone else sold something like it and I didn't, mostly because I'll never get an explanation that's satisfying. The only reason a TV writer will accept for not selling a series idea is that there's a giant ledger somewhere keeping track and that it's all part of some divine plan to reward that writer in some insanely over-the-top way later and punish everyone else who was allowed to do what he or she wasn't. And also because, well, you know, just come up with something else, something undeniable. I find that attitude infuriating, my friend said, and I don't even believe you. It's too mature for you. And then he ate my cookie, which was his right. He's allowed to do that. He was paying, after all. But it was also a test, which I passed by ignoring it until I was driving home and stopped for an ice cream cone, which, as everyone knows, is better than a cookie. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will talk about money. Yours especially. It's the Pledge Drive. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.